You're holding that Mem Hei Yomar Aleph, the seventh parak. Shloish Shoch Lukachas is Chayovim Lezamin. If three people ate together, so the Chiyuv to be Mezamin. There's a Chiyuv that then will come to bench, you have to bench for Zimun. We'll soon see what that means. So the Mishnah, Shloish Shoch Lezamin, Lezamin Yachet, they got together, Lezarev Brocha Beloshin Rabin. That the benching should be done together, Beloshin Rabin, Kagoin Nevorach. Like we say, Nevorach Shechana Mishaloi, that's called Birchas HaZimun, we'll see more in the Gemara. So you have three people eating together, then there's a chiyuv when you come to bench b'zimun. Ochol demai, let's say they ate demai. So the chiddush in the Mishnah is now, if you eat a zak that's osur, you're not allowed to eat midiraisa, there's no chiyuv to mezamin. Because you're not supposed to eat it, you don't have a chiyuv to make a bracha with some shittas. But a chiyuv zimun for sure there's not. Now the chiddush to reisha the Mishnah, even though these things look like it's osur to eat, but since it's not such a big issa, there still is a chiyuv zimun. So at the Mishnah, Ochal Demai. If you ate Demai, still is a chiyuv to be mezamin. Now Demai is, you bought Peres from an Amoritz, and with the Rabbonin, you're not supposed to eat it until you take off Trumas Maisers first. Even if you didn't take off Maiseroys, still, you have a chiyuv zimun. Without Midirais, Roiv Amoritz do take off Maisers, it's only a chash. With the Rabbonin warned Machmir to say you don't have to bench. Bezimun. O Maiser Rishoin Shenotlo Trumosay. The case where the Levi got the Maaser Rishon, Shenotlo Trumosa, the Truma was taken off already, also you have a Chiyuv Zimun. So Rashi learns, Shenotlo Trumoson, Kosalka Daita Chosin, the Gemara, the Havimini was, Trumas Maaser Shaloi, Shal HaLevi LaHafish. Hey, so Levi already took off the Trumas Maaser. Usually the way it goes is, first you take off Truma Gedolo, you give a little bit to the Kohen, then you take off one tenth of what's left and you give it to the Levi, that's called Maaser. And then from this Maaser, the Levi gives another one-tenth like Trumas Maaser. He gives a little bit to the Kohen. So Rashi says, the Havimin, the Gemara's going to say is that everything was taken off. It's from this Maaser Rishon, they even took off the Trumas Maaser. So now the Gemara has to ask, Rabbi Zoi Pshita, you should be Mezamin. There's nothing wrong with it. You're allowed to eat this Maaser now. So we'll see in the Gemara. Maaser Sheni, who didn't if you have Maaser Sheni? Or else, Vehegdish Sheniftu. You are Pedrus. So Maaser Sheni, the Locher is, you're supposed to only eat in Yerushalayim. If you want to eat in a chutzlaret, you have to be poiderit, and then take it into your shlaim. If you want to eat in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, you poiderit. See, if you are poiderit, and now you eat the food, you have a chiyuv zimun. The hegdish is the same thing. You remarkish a piece of bread, and then you are poider the bread and money, so the bread becomes chulun, you're allowed to eat it. So if you eat this bread, you have a chiyuv zimun. So Gemara is explained, the chur also pshita. These two things are mutatit, so pshita is a chiyuv zimun. In order to be able to eat these peres even outside Yerushalayim, but the money that you pay to the Maaser Sheni, you on that money you'll take to Yerushalayim, and there you buy back oichlim and you eat it there. We have a waiter that's waiting on you. If he eats a kazayas, he could also be mezamin. If you have two people eating and you have a waiter, if the waiter ate a kazayas, he's also bechlal dezimun. Rashi Vashamish, Shashim Sham Besuda. He was Mishamish, he was a waiter. The Yochali Moem Kizayis, he ate with you Kizayis. Today lit Starifi Moem Lezim, same Starif with them for Zim. Over Chol Hane Yitzvech Lashmin and all these things you have to hear the Chiddish, Afagav the Domil Yisr. Even though these things are Domil to an Yisr, Ein Kan Brocha Bavera. Still, the Rashi, these things are not called the Brocha Bavera. The Gemara will explain later on what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, all these cases. That I would think it's an Issa to eat it, and then there's no Chiyuv Zimun. Kamashman, these things are mutatit, therefore there is a Zimun. The Hakusi. Hakusi is also Mezamin Olav. Hakusi were Geri and Samachlekis, what they were. They were a nation that was Megayer because of the afraid of the Arroyos of the lions. And we hold that the Geris was a good Geris. Therefore they're called Yisraelim Gemurim. And therefore, you could be mezam with them. Now, ochal tevel. Let's say though you ate mamish tevel. That means tevel, real hay was grown in Eretz Yisrael before you took off trumas and maaser from it. So it's an avera to eat it. Or else maaser rishon shloim not trumasay. You ate maaser rishon, did not take off the truma yet. It's also to eat it. Or maaser sheni vehegdish shloim niftu. You have peiros of maaser sheni, regular hegdish. You're not allowed to eat it. If you ate it without pigeon, it's also to eat it. There's no chiyuv zimun. And the shamish that ate less than the kezayis, that's not enough to mitzarev to make zimun. Nochri, if you have a goy, you have two yidin eating, and the goy is eating with you, the goy can't be mezamin. Is ain mezamin olav. These are not called three people, so you can't be mezamin with them. Who? What do you mean, the goy? The goy doesn't make a bracha. He eats those things, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Or Shamash could be a Chiddush. We'll see. We'll see in the Gemara. Shamash may be a Chiddush. Right? Ein mizam nola. Noshim v'yavodim uktanim ein mizam nemalayim. If you have two men and one lady, that doesn't make a Chiyuv Zimun. Who adin with an Eved and who adin ketanim don't make a Zimun. You have to have three gedolim to make a Chiyuv Zimun. Ad kamo mizamnin. Hey, how much do you have to eat in order to make a Chiyuv when you bench to be mizamnin? Is that kezayis? Tanakam holds if you eat a kezayis, if you eat a kezayis of bread, you have to bench. And when you bench, you have to bench for Zimun. Providing these three people sat down to eat together. If you do aimat kebetz, if you don't notice a bigger shear, you have to, the chiv Zimun is only if you eat a kebetz, more than a zayis size of an egg. Trashi, ad kamo mizamnin, kamo yoicholi moyim, how much do you have to eat together, vi yitchayi vi moyim bezimun. That will be a chiv to mizamnin together. But nafkamino, Nafkamina is, can one person like bench for the other two people? His part of Zimun is that one makes the bracha and mates of the other two people. So Rashi says, how much do you have to eat that you can mates of the other people? In Yitnu loy hakos the bracha, they give you the kos to make the bracha and you'll bench, you'll be mates of the other people. For benching also, right. Right. In Zimun, you could be mates of them for benching also. So the Rashash explains Rashi really that the real theory in the Mishnah. The Mishnah before said that the Shamish, if he eats a kezayis, he's in start with you. So you see, if you eat a kezayis, there is a chiyuv zimun. And the end of the Mishnah says it's a machlokes, how much do you have to eat? If you don't, you have to eat a kebetza. Less than a kebetza, there is no chiyuv zimun. So what does he do with the first part of the Mishnah that said that a Shamish could have zimun with the kezayis? So Rashash once said that's the chiluk. When you have three people that ate a shear of a kezayis, so avada, they couldn't make zimun. I mean, they say barashachar mishaloi, but then one can't be mates of the other one with the benching. Everybody has to bench to themselves. When though could one make the birchas hamazon and be mates of everybody? That's if you all like kebetza. That's the bigger most chibur that they sat down, they ate a suda lisa, the kebetza together, exceeded like one achila, and male the benching, one should bench for everybody else. We'll see Kula more this in the Gemara about it. So the Chiddush the Mishnah is the ratio was these foods that even though you think it's Osir, it's not such an Isser, you let them be Mizamah together. Because the Svar is, a Zimun means like you have a Chabura, three people together. So if you're eating a Dover Heter, or else you have three Yisraelim together, there's an Indian, tea together, it's good. If you have a Goy with you, there's no need to be Mechuba with him. So there's no Chiv Zimun then. But then if you're eating a Dover Isser also, it's not called a Chabura, you're doing something nice here, eating Isser. So there's no chiyuv zimun. A zimun is you have three yidin eating together. There's like a chabura together. We'll see in the pesuk in the Gemara the chiyuv to be mezamen together. So the Gemara, minohani mili that there's such an inyan to be mezamen. Rashi minohani mili the shloisha ruyim lebirchas tzirup. That when you have three people already, there's like a new chiyuv to make a new type of a bracha of a tzirup of a chabura three together. Omer Ravasi the Yom Akros says in the pasuk. Gadalu Lashem Iti on the Rem Moshema Yachtas. His Gadalu, Moshe, I'm talking to two people, you two people, Shemagadal Hashem Iti with me. So it's three together. In the Rem Moshema Yachtas, when we have three people, then we'll give like a Shvach to the Abishah together. So you see, with three, there's nothing to give a Shvach. Shrashi Gadalu Lashem Iti, Hare Shlesha. There are three. Vechain the next Pasik, Akro Hova Gadal Hayochin Oimel Ishnayim. So also three. Rabahu Oimel, the next Pasik is Mehocha. The pasuk says, "Ki shem Hashem ekra." When I call out Hashem's name, "Hovu goydel lelokenu." So "Hovu goydel" means he's saying, like the two other people, let's give shvach to the Eibishter. So one is saying to two, you have three together. So we have three people together. There's such an inyan to say a shvach all together. And the mishmurus mas was like a covered up bracha. You have three people together. There's a chiyuv like to give cover to this bracha. Do it together. Two different mandiyam, two different sukkim. They're both asmachtes, not really. It's not really chiyuv d'oraisah zimun. It's only the rabbon. It's asmachtes. Omer Rav Chanan bar Abba, minayin lo'ina omein shlo yagbia koyloi yosem min amavorach.
when you answer Amen, you shouldn't raise your voice more than the one that made the bracha. By Chazaras HaShas, whenever you're hearing a bracha, you shouldn't answer Amen louder than the one that makes the bracha. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Gadalu Hashem iti, like will be Gadal Hashem with me, mashma the same pitch. When the Rambam Mosh, or else the next one, the Rambam Mosh Shema Yachto, like we'll say it together. Right, the Amr Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Minayin Shein HaMatargim, Rishoy Lahagviya Koyloi, Yoysim Min Akira. So this Iker Dim, like Pei says, going by a mold that used to lane the Torah on Shabbos, used to be Matargim. Means the Baal Kerva used to lane one Pasuk from the Sefer Torah, and then the Matargim used to say it over in Targum to explain the Chumash. So the Indian of having a Kriya at the same tone, the same pitch that the Baal Kerva lanes, who was in the Matargim, just said the exact same Koyl. Right, says this is called the Shemach in the Brachas. The same Shan the Gemara before also, when he says a Brach, the answer Amen, it's a Shemach, to answer back like together, the same pitch. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Moshe Yadaber, Moshe said over the Pharaoh's Adibra to Klai Yisrael, V'alakim Yanenu Bekel. So Pasha Pshat is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yanenu help answered Moshe Bekel. So Rashi and Chumash says, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu help Moshe with his Kel. Hey, Moshe had to say over the Pharaoh's Adibra to help Klai Yisrael. He had to say it very loud. How do you have such a loud voice? HaKadosh Baruch Hu help Moshe with his Kel. That's Pasha Pshat. Now we dashin, Shein Tamu Leimu Bekel. What does it mean Yanenu Bekel? Matam Olayma Bekoil, that Hashem helped him with the Koil, it means Bekoilo Shom Moshe. As if to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it at the exact same pitch as Moshe's Koil was. So you see, when you have a Koil and a Matagna, two people saying it, you should say it at the exact same voice. So Tosfos Masber, the Pshat is, Bekoilo Shom Moshe, Tosfos the Pshat was that really, Moshe had to say it very high, because he had to tell it over the whole Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told it just to Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said it at a lower pitch. Just the Moshe should hear, he could have spoken much lower. And the Pasuk's Mashmuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it the exact same pitch, the same voice as Moshe said it. As Mashmuna, this is a chshibus, like a hiddur, that the both should be saying the exact same tone. The man we learn after this, you have a Matargim, or a Baal Kerva. With the Matargim, they should be saying the exact same pitch. And if one can't say as loud as the other one should make it lower then. No, only the first two are said that we heard from Hashem. The rest didn't hear. I mean, they could have heard. All right. And we once spoke out the Rashi before in Brachos spoke out a Diak and Rashi that Klai Yisrael heard the whole Aseres Dibros. That's Master from Rashi before. But the Pshat was that the first Hashem said the first two Dibros to talking directly to Klai Yisrael. They could take it. So the rest eight was said directly to Moshe, but they heard it though. As a Diak and Rashi before also said that. So Hashem's Kerel, we write, was just as loud as Moshe's Kerel, so Klai Yisrael was able to hear it. Just it was said directly to Moshe, and Moshe said over to Klai Yisrael. But there's such a hiddur in Bracha to say it the exact same tone. Who then when you answer Baruch Hu, or when you answer Kedusha, you should not try and say it louder than the Chazan says it. It's a hiddur to say it the exact same tone the Chazan says it. The Motanya Nami Hochi. Eina Matargim Rishoy Lagibiya Koiloi Yoisim in Akira. The Matargim, the one that explains it, shouldn't say louder than the one that reads the Torah, the Baal Kerva himself. Vimi Yevsha, le Matargim larviya koiloi, kineged akoira. Let's say the Koira has a very powerful voice. The Matargim can't say so loud. It's observed, yumoyech akoira koilu v'yikra. Then the Baal Kerva himself should say a little bit lower. Kedei to have this hiddur that they should all be saying the exact same tone. So the hiddur, if the Baal Kerva has a louder voice than the Matargim, quiet down a little bit. Well, this is a hiddur to be saying everything the exact same tone. God l'shem iti in Rama Shema Yachtov, Hishbila Yachtov is saying Shvachim to Kodesh Baruch Hu together. Right, the Itma. Shnayim sh'ochlu kachas. If only two people sat down to eat the meal together. Is pligi Rav Rav Yechon. So machlekes Rav Rav Yechonon, if there's a chiev, or not a chiev, if there's a reshus, to be mezamin together. Chadoma im rotzu lezame mezamnin. One says they want to make a zimun now, they could make a zimun. Chadoma im rotzu lezamen ein mezamnin. One says no, that's what we hold lalocha. If two people eating together, even if they want to make a zimun, they're not allowed to. There's a mitzvah lechali to make separate rochas. Now this inyan of zimun, like I said before in Rashi, there are two inyanim involved. It's not just tam that one person is being made to the other one with birchas hamozim. It's a bracha, birchas zimun. The same baruch shechanu mishloi, we answer back together. There's a special bracha for zimun. So this special bracha, that's the machlokes, could, where only two people say it, One says it's a reshus, avad the chiv, it's only if you have three people. That's the Mishnah. But one says if you have two people, it's reshus. And one says, no, with two people, you're not allowed to make this special bracha. What about the stam? You have two people living together. Is one allowed to be moitzer the other one brachas hamosim? So that's what we're talking about here. That we'll see the Gemara later. It depends. If the person's a bor, doesn't know how to make the bracha himself, so that then is a mitzvah for one to bench for the other one to be moitzer the other one. But in the case where two people know how to bench themselves, then we always hold there's a mitzvah lechalik. There's an inyut to make two separate brachas, that's better off. So lui tzui b'diyevet, one person made the bench for the other person. You had in das to be moitzim and he had das to be yoitzah, but the other we passed in, you are yoitzah. Just matchila, you're supposed to make your own brachas. Just when you have three, that's when the chi of zimun together. And now there's a question, when you only have two people eating, are they also allowed to make this zimun together or not? With another room. Fakir, when you have zimun, the chi to bench together. We're saying now, when you have three, then you need to bench together. Zimun. When you have only two, we'll see when it's a mitzvah lechalik. We'll see then. More tenan. No, we'll bring karayas or kashas. Tenan. Shloisha shoch lekachas. The Mishnah says if you have three people sitting down to eat together, is chayovim lezamin. Then there's a chiyuv to make this new bracha of zimun, and one should be made to the other ones with the benching. Tzadik lechur shloisha in. Only if you have three people, then there's a chiyuv. Shnayim loy. If you only have two, there's no chiyuv. Have the Gemara know, Hosam Chayva. The Mishnah is talking about that you have a chiv to make a zimun. Three people sat down to eat together. Halacha is either they started to eat together, that's machayiv them to have a zimun, or else if they finished eating together, then there's a chiv to make a zimun. Hocha Rishus. But you have only two people, pshita, there's no chiv. If you want, you could divide and bench separately. Just the shaila is, if you want to bench together with this bracha zimun, are you allowed to announce they have the raya from the Mishnah? That's why Tois also says that Yisham is mashma that then Tois says Vachi Prushoi Nitnu Daitum Lecho Kleima Shishchilu Metchilu Lecho Biyachet. That's one Chiyuv Zimun. If you start eating together, three people sat down to eat together, that's Mechayiv them that later, even if one finishes eating before the other one, he has to wait and bench together. If you started to eat together, that's Mechayiv you Zehu Betchilu Oz Vadei Chayiv Zimun Aleim Ochlo Gazar Zehu Besoyet Kleima. There's another chiyuv. Even if one person sat down to eat by himself first, the gezayis, ozvadi and gomru sudosim yachat chayovim lezamin. That could also be mechayiv to lezamin. If one sat down to eat first, but then another two people sat down next to you, and you all three finished eating together, that's also mechayiv to make zimun. So the chiyuv zimun comes from either one of two things: either you started to eat together, or else you finished eat together. Yeah. Also, the bottom place also speaks about Imrotzu Lezamin. At the end, Rashi Shita later is that you're not allowed to be moitzi one another with Birchas HaMoitzi or else with Birchas HaMozin. Rashi is both Shita, you're not allowed to be moitzi one the other. But Toys is another. According to the Rebrocher, we shine the Toys that we hold Alocha moitzi and zeh. Shnayim Lekuli Yalma. That we hold Alocha even if you have two people eating together. One person could make the moitzi for the other person. And Toys says the svar is viatam, hail the yoshrim lecho yachad, daito mitzaras. That when you come in to make the moitzi, even two people, since you're starting to eat now, you have das to be together, so that's called the trias, one could make the moitzi for the other one. Abu Babrocha shall save Suda, Mashenkin, benching, Shemistalkim zemize. Then the svar is benching, like finished eating, you're going away from the other. Then Sarkovara kolecha the yatsmai. That's our sugi now. And that's where we hold. When you have two people eight together, when it comes to bench, since benching now is like the ending off that you're about to leave, each one has a chiyuv to bench by themselves. And that's the shalom. One man yama says no. If they want to, they could be mezamin. And Muslims say, oh, we hold, you can't be mezamin. Right. Toshima. Shleisha sh'ochlu kacha. So three people sat down to eat together is chayov mezamin. When it comes to bench, so you have a chiyuv to bench together. The ain rishoyin lechalik, and they're not allowed to separate. You can't have one bench earlier and the other two lose out. He's not allowed to bench earlier. Zadiyik shloisha in, only three have a chiyuv. Shnayim loy, shnayim have no chiyuv at all to bench. So the chura, what's the raya shnayim loy? Maybe the same thing we said before. Shnayim has no chiyuv, but maybe two, if they want to, they could. Shirashi answered this. Rashi says, Shloisha in Shnaim Loi Hochit Prusha. The Midik Tony and Rishrem Lachalik, since said they're not allowed to divide up, Shmamina de Vishloisha Mizamnin, Shnaim Ein Mizamnin. But two cannot be mizamin. They are filu rotzo, even if they want to. What's the raya? Diyam ruch shnayim namiyim rotzo mizamin. If you're going to say even when two people eat together, if they want to, they could be mizamin. Amaye nechud mishar lechalik. Vazay, when you have three people eating together, why can't one person bench early and go away? Lezelhu, blame of course bracha zimin b'hochi v'zam no shnayim. The two left over, when they get finished eating together, they'll be mizamin together. So that's the diak here. How come one is not allowed to bench earlier? It's a diak, because if he benches earlier, the other two left over cannot be mezam together. So it's a yobi mafkir, the bricha zimin, from the first two. That's the raya that two together doesn't have rishus. Because if two had a rishus to mezamin, what's wrong if one goes away? That's the way Rashi learns. Toiz the Kash and Rashi, what do you mean what's wrong? But he himself is losing out the bricha zimin though. Maybe there may be really two left over, if they want, they could be mezamin. The reason why you're not allowed to bench early, because you're losing out the Birchat HaZimun. That's Toiz Kash and Rashi. Therefore, Toiz learns the Deikas from the Seifah. The Deik says, Dalit and Rishrem Mechalik. And the Seifah says, if you have four people living together, they also can be Mechalik. There it's Shver. If you hold two, could be Mezamin, so let the four of them divide up, two and two. They'll be Mezamin together. That's Toiz Kash, that there's no Chiv Zimun by two. Then the Toiz is also Miyashiv Rashi. So he says, "Inami ain't echad miyam rishon lechalik, avamira toni ain't rishon lechalik, mashma mekula mafkor zimin, and the stalak lechem him." So he says, "Because if the pshat just was that the one that's leaving, he's losing out, it should have said an is upon him. About to say the lashon ain't rishon lechalik, mashma when one goes away, all of them are losing their chiyuv zimin. So that's the diyut that when there's a chiyuv zimin, only we have three together. But if one goes away, it's mashma all three lose their chiyuv zimin." So here it's a klor raya that two has no rishus to be mezamin, and the Gemara knows there's no raya. Shani hosem the kavulu bechayvim mikora. There's a chilik. If metchila three people sat down together, there was kavei upon them a chayv to be mezamin. So if one goes away now, true, the other two could still be mezamin maybe, but then there's no chiyah for them to be mezamin. So that's not so good. About Matkhila, you had a chiyah to be mezamin, you have to make sure at the end you still have three b'shas benching to mekamin yechoyf. And Rashi says the Hezbr is, Shani Yosem the Hukva b'chayv mikorom, v'yozol hu. If one person leaves now, ma'afkos lu chayv, he's going to take away the chayv. V'komalu b'rishus. Now the other two, even if they want to, maybe they could. But it's only rishus for them to bench. And the pshat is, v'godol ha'metzuvah v'yosem, yishenu metzuvah v'yosem. There's the biggest char, you have a chiyav to do something and you do it, we're just a rishus for you to do it. So here, when three sat down to eat together, now it's chal upon them a chiyav to bench together. And when they bench together, they're mekayim a bigger mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of a chayvah. Mashenkin, if one would leave, even though the other two maybe could be mezavan, it's not the same chayvah though. Now they don't have a chiyav anymore. So therefore, you're not allowed to leave. But maybe when two people just start eating together, maybe they're allowed to be mezamin. See, have Mariah. Toshima says the Mishnah Hashamish Shohayim Mishamish Al Hashnayim. If a waiter was waiting on two people, Hareza Oichel Imoim. He Shamish, the waiter has a right to eat with them to make a chiyuv zimun. Afal Pishal Nitn Lo Rishus. Even though these two people didn't give the waiter Rishus to sit down, he has the right to sit down. And Pashtus Svar is, it's a non-sadi, these people are nicha, the waiter should sit down, eat with them, could either be a chiyuv zimun. Ma'ashenkin hoyim mishamash al ha'shleisha, the waiter was serving on three people, then ha'reza eino eichli mo'im. The waiter doesn't have the right to sit down to eat with them. Ele'im kem nothin lo Rishus, unless they give you Rishus. So what do you see? That when two people eating together, why are they nicha, the waiter should sit with them? Because they want to have a chiyuv zimun. Masha without the waiter, even if they want to, they can't be mezamin. So Ratzaraya too has no chiyuv zimun. So Drashi, Oichli Moim, Ein Kam Gaiva. There's no gaiva for the waiter. Why? The nicha luhu. The two people are about the nicha, they want it, the maisel de zimun. That this person, the waiter, will bring them the chiyuv zimun. Now the kashri is vishnayim mizamnin. If two people also have a chiyuv zimun, a rishus to be mizamnin, amai nichalu. Balav de do nami yiboy mizamnin. Why should these two people be nicha, the waiter, to sit down with them? They'd rather have themselves without the waiter. And the Gemara, shani yosem here, there's no raya. Avada is the reason why they want the waiter to sit down to make it three.
They'd rather have that three people and other zechiyah to be mezamen. And again, Godol hametzuba v'yaisa mishen hametzuba.
Trashid nichulu the mikvah lo bechayvon. The Godol hametzuba v'yaisa.
Therefore, when two people sit down tea together, even though if they want to, they could be mezamen, there's still nicha that the waiter should sit down and eat with them also. Because now we have three, there's a chiyav upon us to bench the zimun. And if we do the zimun, the chiyav, it's a bigger schar.
So, mele godam mitzvah v'yaisa, that's why the nicha. The nicha for the waiter to eat with them. Yes. We'll soon see. We'll see about exactly how far zimun goes. We'll see it. Toshima, we might want to bring a raya. If two people eat together, do they have rishus to be mizam together or not? Noshim mizam nois liyatzma. It's a mishnah nerchin, a gemara than me. Noshim, if a few, noshim mashma at least two. Rabbin. Nosh, a lot of noshim mizam nois liyatzma. They could bench by themselves together with zimun. The yavodim, who are the yavodim, mizam liyatzma. Let's say you have together a mixture of some women and some avodim, or ketanim, with ketanim also. Even if they want to be mezamim together, there they shouldn't be mezamim. The reason is that Rashim rotsu ein mezamim, for the first time to come on, shen kviyosim no, it's not nice to have women and avodim together. Mishum pritzusa, it's a pritzus. Bein de noshim, bein de mishkazocha v'yavodim b'ketanim. The Noshim and the Avodim are priests, and the Ketanim with the Avodim are priests, Mishum Mishkav Zohar. So this Chabur is not a nice Chabur of people being together, therefore women and Avodim together are not mitzvah to make a Zimun. As if you have two Noshim and two Avodim, there's no Chiyu Zimun, even though now you have four. Rakopon, what's Magay to us? The Dik is. What?
What if you only have three women?
Then you have, that's the ratio. Noshim is Zamnath Liatzvun. That if you have three women, they can make a Zimun if they want. We'll soon see. So the is now, Vomeya Nashri, no matter how many Noshim you have, is only Ketrei Gavri Dan. Means that most Noshim have a loch like two. Because it means to say is it doesn't have a loch like three men. We in the Mishnah, three men, that's a Chiv Zim. You have three women, they're not as Choshev as three men. At most, they're just like two men. Uketoni Noshim is Amnes Liatzman. And it says, Klo, if you have three women, they could make a Zim together. So three women shouldn't be better than two men. Right, it also says the avodim is zamun liyatzman. If you have three avodim, they can also make zimun together. The chumah, these three people are not better than two men. See Rashi, the afilu meya, even 100 women is ketrei damin. Rashi linyin chayva. Why the ein chayuvus lezamin? Avad even 100 women have no chiyuv to make zimun. Avad the chiyuv zimun is only three men. Three women have no chiyuv. Now still the halacha, the imrotzu mezamnin. But if the three women, if they want to be shus, if they want to be mezamnin, they could be mezamnin. Or the zayin, the churdig is who are in the shnayim, who are in the same sfarsh apart to two men. Even though two men have no chiv, even though we don't have a chiv, if you want to, you could. Just like by noshim. 100 women have added as no chiv zimun. The rabbanon only gave a chiv zimun upon men. But that's when we say if noshim want to, that's the halacha. If they want to be mezamnin by themselves, they're allowed to. So chur as far as we hear, then two men should also be allowed to be mezamin. So the Gemara no. Shani hosam dikadeis. Our kopanim still there are three people by three women. Like you can makayim the pasuk called begoydul lakenu. Whereas the Rambam Hashem mitzvah shmi yachtav. You have three. So there's an inya reshus. But shenkein by men, since you only have two men, could be there's not even a reshus. Shrashi dikadeis. Tia fagav linyin choiva. Ein echayavas. Even though 100 women have no chiyah to be mezamin, linyin reshus. But if they want to be mezamin, they are shloisha chashivi lohoidois, tvei mishnei anoshim. Still there's a svar, if you have three women, they're more choshiv than just two men. Because they sang shvach together, diikim mishum gadol lashemiti. You have a team of the apostles before, you have three people together. So even though noshim have no chiyiv, but when they want to, three are allowed to, because you have three akoponim. Mashenkin, two men is only two. You don't have a kima the pot before, God la shemiti. You don't have two to one, you don't have three, so maybe there's no reshus. Right, you have no raya.
10 women
say Shem Hashem in the Zimun? That's a Shailun, it's a Shailun. But the Mora, Ihochi, Eim a Sefer, what does it say in the Sefer? Noshim vi avodim, if you have two men and two avodim, Im rotzul azamen eim azamen. We don't let them eim azamen. It's the Kasha Mailoi, it's once you're saying there's a reshus, so why can't they do it also? Likadeus, ah, you have a koponim, three people. Good, you only have two women, but you have two avodim. Together you have four deus. So if you're saying there's a mile of having the mitzias, three people, even though there's no chay, they're having three women, you're saying they're better off than two men. Because three women are koponim, are like three different deus. So who are then two women and two avodim are also like four deus. So why can't they be mezavim if they want to? And the Gemara is true, there's different svara. Shani yasa mishum pritusa. So you're saying the whole Yisrael is dim and you have people staying together. But Chabura is like a nice Chabura together to be Mezamin. But here it's a priestess. To have two women and two Avodim together, it's a priestess together. So like it's not a nice Chabura. Therefore there's no Chiv Zimin. Even if they want to, they can't be Mezamin. So there's no kasha what we're saying now. That when you have three women, it's Rishus if they want to, they could be Mezamin. Why? Because a Koparim you have, God Lashemiti, you have three. Mashenkin, two men could be, don't have a reshus, even if they want to. The Maisa about Noshim, Toizol says, Mikan Mashma, second Toizvist, the Noshim Yechelus Lazamin Liatzman. If Noshim want to, if three ladies are eating together, if they want, they could make a Zimin. Vechein also Benois Rabbeinu Avrom, Chomash Rabbi Yehuda. That's what they used to do. Afi Avim. Miuzak Toizle Nogu Oilam Kane, the Minig Oilam is not to. And Toizak Yesha Kosher, why not? And the Maisa, the Minig Oilam is not to. Noshim don't. But if they want to, they're allowed to. Three Noshim get together, eat together, and they want to make a Zimin, Dosh, Chan, Mishloi, and they eat together, you shouldn't stop them. They're allowed to if they want to.
So that's a locha. They have no chiyuv to, but if they want to, they could. The other Gemara says, Tistayin Limer bring a proof that the Rav, the Yom, and Rotzel, Zamin. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.